At the rehearsal dinner, the father of the groom noted suggestively the significance of the young couple's choosing the longest night of the year. But the winter solstice is significant for more important reasons than Dr. America's wedded bliss. In cultures all over the world, it's an occasion for celebration. In American culture, we call our solstice celebration Christmas, although we do observe it a few days after the solar occurrence. We think of Christmas as a Christian holiday, and of course it is. But it's also a pagan holiday, as Christians over time have adapted pagan practices into their own religious observances. Christmas lights and Christmas trees, for example, clearly derive from celebrations that weren't originally Christian. The Christmas tree, usually an evergreen, originated as a symbol of life's persistence in a season of dormancy and hibernation. Pagans typically ventured into the forest for their solstice celebrations, often kindling bonfires for heat and light, and for community. These pagans were often animists, convinced that trees and animals also had souls, and so their celebrations literally honored the spirit of nature. Modern Americans are not animists. We believe that if anything has a soul, it's solely us. So we don't go to the forest. Instead, with characteristic efficiency, we bring the forest home to us, erecting trees in our living rooms for a few weeks, and then sending the remains back to nature, or paying tribute by wholly synthesizing the appearance of the forest with an artificial tree. And we don't burn bonfires. We do Christmas lights instead. The lights on our trees suggest the promise of light in a season of darkness, and our faith in the annual revolution that is the Earth's orbit. They evoke the persistent, dynamic allure of the stars in the heavens above, and the prospect that our lives may touch them. Our multicolored Christmas lights connect us to ancient rituals of the sun, which bestows light and life on an otherwise cold and barren planet. They connect us to Celtic ceremonies and Germanic rites. They connect us to the Roman Saturnalia and to Babylonian sun feast before that. Our solstice celebrations, then, are not merely materialistic. In a culture that controls and dominates nature, at root, they're a relatively rare celebration of the natural world. They connect us to the orbit of the Earth, to the cyclical death and rebirth of the Earth's crops, to nature and the natural sources of life. They are a superficial sign of the Christmas season, but also a deeper sign of a natural season of waiting and anticipation. In a season of darkness, our Christmas trees and lights remain for us an assertion of life. As artificial as they may be, they proclaim our hope of spring, which is nature's resurrection, and the personal resurrections that may be our own. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, still happily married, and looking forward to a long winter's nap on the longest night of the year, and anticipating the wondrous births and rebirths to come.